When we think of Sauron, we often picture the Eye of Sauron. But what did he actually look like? Did he have a proper body at the time of the Lord of the Rings? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover the best in fantasy and science fiction, books and TV shows. The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, The Witcher and more. Welcome. It's a curious thing that we never actually properly meet or see the title character of The Lord of the Rings. The Lord of the Rings is, of course, Sauron. He forged the One Ring to control all the others, and although we feel his presence everywhere in the books, we never actually see him. We catch a couple of glimpses of the Eye of Sauron, which we'll come on to in a bit, and a partial description from Gollum, who is hardly the most reliable of witnesses, but that's it. So, what did he look like? It's led many to wonder whether he even had a physical form. The answer is, of course, that Sauron's appearance changes a lot over the ages. We start in the mists of time, early in the Silmarillion, before Middle-earth even began. Sauron was one of the Maiar, the spiritual beings who aided the Valar. He was immortal and could take on different physical forms at will. He seems to have used this ability quite a lot in the early days when he was serving the Dark Lord Morgoth, and not just keeping to human form. In the tale of Beren and Lúthien in the First Age of Middle-earth, we read of him turning himself into a mighty werewolf to fight Húan, the Hound of Valinor. Húan and Lúthien defeated him in combat, at which point we read that, "Then Sauron shifted shape from wolf to serpent, and from monster to his own accustomed form, and then he took the form of a vampire, great as a dark cloud across the moon." His own accustomed form seems to have been much like a man, that's how he appeared most of the time, but vampire, werewolf, serpent, human, he seems to have been quite appearance fluid, shall we say. And if you dig into the deeper legendarium, you can even find that one early conception of the character was of Tevildo, the Prince of Cats. He was a mighty cat and coal black and evil to look upon. His eyes were long and very narrow and slanted, and gleamed both red and green, but his great grey whiskers were as stout and as sharp as needles. Tevildo was replaced by Thu, the Lord of Werewolves, in later drafts, and then Sauron. So Tolkien seems to have been quite open in terms of how this character might have looked. And by the time of the Second Age in the later legendarium, Sauron was hatching his cunning plan of making and distributing rings of power among the elves. And he appears to the elves as Annatar, the Lord of Gifts. We don't have a full description of Annatar, other than that he appears to have been elf or human-like and of fair hue, which is a very Tolkienish way of saying he looked beautiful. He certainly didn't seem to give off much of an aura of evilness to Celebrimbor and the other elves of Eregion while he forged rings with them, although some of the wiser elves, Gil-galad, Galadriel, Elrond, were suspicious. Then, at the end of the Second Age, when his plans with the rings had gone awry and he was trying to bring Numenor down from within, we read that he appeared as a man, or one in man's shape, but greater than any even of the race of Numenor in stature. And it seemed to men that Sauron was great, though they feared the light of his eyes. To many he appeared fair, to others terrible, but to some evil. So this sounds like yet another humanoid form he took on, which seems to have lasted him through all of his time in Numenor. But that's not the end of Sauron's physical changes. When Numenor was destroyed, he was destroyed with it, or at least his physical body was. His spirit survived and made its way back to Middle-earth. We read in the Silmarillion that Sauron was not of mortal flesh, and though he was robbed now of that shape in which he had wrought so great an evil, so that he could never again appear fair to the eyes of men, yet his spirit arose out of the deep, and passed as a shadow and a black wind over the sea, and came back to Middle-earth and to Mordor that was his home. There he took up again his great ring in Barad-dûr, and dwelt there, dark and silent, until he wrought himself a new guise, an image of malice and hatred made visible, and the eye of Sauron the Terrible few could endure. This is the Sauron we saw in the flashback at the beginning of the Lord of the Rings movies, of a tall, imposing figure, wielding a massive mace against the armies of elves and men. That's very much a movie version, and we don't get a full description in the books, but personally, I like it. An image of malice and hatred made visible. As we know, that ended in defeat for Sauron, again, and the ring was cut from his hand. The previous time he had been physically killed, he took some time, a few short years, building a new physical appearance for himself, albeit without much control over what he looked like, but this time, without his ring, it took much, much longer. We read that he forsook his body, and his spirit fled far away and hid in waste places, and he took no visible shape again for many long years. Indeed, it seems that it was more than 1,000 years before he took up a physical shape of sorts, basing himself in the stronghold of Dol Guldur in southern Mirkwood, known only as the Necromancer. There's some to-ing and fro-ing there as he grows in strength, flees, then returns, then flees again, this time to Mordor. But it's very clear that through this time, Sauron was rebuilding his strength, including his bodily form. He was hampered by not having the ring, but he definitely was a physical being by the time of the Lord of the Rings, not just a spiritual one. Remember when Gollum was captured in Mordor before the Lord of the Rings? He was tortured, apparently by Sauron personally, and remembers that Sauron had only 4 fingers on the Black Hand, one having been chopped off by Isildur all that time ago. That makes complete sense, of course. His bodily death at the destruction of Numenor took from him the ability to change his form at will, so the body he rebuilt, as it were, in the Third Age looked the same as the one that faced Elendil, Gil-galad and Isildur all that time ago, right down to having only 4 fingers on one hand. Tolkien doesn't say it in exactly these words, but the suggestion is that when he lost his power to choose his physical form, he could only slowly take on a physical appearance that reflected his spiritual being, a dark lord. He could no longer be of fair hue or anything like that. And wonderfully, we do have a brief description of this appearance from Tolkien himself in one of his letters. He says, "Sauron should be thought of as very terrible. The form that he took was that of a man of more than human stature, but not gigantic. In his earlier incarnation, he was able to veil his power, as Gandalf did, and could appear as a commanding figure of great strength of body and supremely royal demeanour and countenance." So, what did Sauron look like? Like a large human, terrible to behold, a dark lord in appearance as well as nature. But he didn't always look like that. Beforehand, he still looked commanding, unless he wished to hide his power, and awe-inspiring, but could look beautiful as well. There were times when he thought he could take over the world by guile and manipulation, not just by conquering it, and he morphed his appearance to support those efforts. And sometimes he took on other shapes, whatever he needed or wanted at the time, and not even always human-looking. At the height of his power, he seemed to be a master of shape-shifting. But what links all of this? His eye, or eyes. Right back in the First Age, we're told that he had daunting eyes. In the Second Age, that some feared the light in his eyes. And in the Third Age, the symbols used to represent him again and again are the Black Hand and the Red Eye. It's one of the greatest visuals of Peter Jackson's films, how they show the Eye of Sauron as a representation of him. It appears in the books, too. Frodo sees it in the Mirror of Galadriel. The eye was rimmed with fire, but was itself glazed, yellow as a cat's, watchful and intent, and the black slit of its pupil opened on a pit, a window into nothing. Leaving aside the nod to Tevildo, the Prince of Cats there, it is perhaps this that makes us wonder whether Sauron is physically there in the Lord of the Rings, or just a spirit, just an eye. But we should be in no doubt that Sauron was a physical being during the Lord of the Rings. The orcs and others often talk about him being able to go from place to place, and Gollum saw him in person. The fact that we don't see him in person is therefore, in my view, a deliberate literary decision on Tolkien's part. Not ever seeing or fully understanding the main antagonist of the story just ramps up the fear and uneasiness of the journey into Mordor. Where is he? What does he look like? What is he capable of? It's why horror films tend not to show the monster or baddie until near the end, trying to keep the audience jumping at shadows. Fear of the unknown can be much more visceral than knowing your enemy. Tolkien takes this one step further by never showing us the enemy fully. We see Sauron's influence everywhere. We feel his eye searching, but the threat is never given true form. We see his eye, we hear second-hand reports of his hand, or in hushed tones of him moving from place to place. We meet the mouth of Sauron, his emissary, but we never see him in person, which allowed Tolkien to place Sauron more as a conceptual evil that must be defeated, rather than just a stereotypical evil villain monologuing their evil plan, and the story is undoubtedly better for it. What did Sauron look like? At one time a cat, at another a werewolf or a serpent, when he wanted, great and powerful and beautiful, when he couldn't hide who he was, great and powerful and terrible. Evil has many faces. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.